Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, do you think you're capable of committing a crime? How far do you think you'd have to be pushed to, say, punch a stranger or even pocket money that someone had just dropped? Well, a new study from the University of Birmingham says that half of us are hardwired to commit a violent crime if provoked. We're joined now by criminologist Trina O'Connor to tell us more. Trina, you're welcome to the programme as always. This is a new theory, the evolutionary theory of law breaking. It's been published by Dr. Evelyn Svingen from the University of Birmingham. Can you talk us through the idea behind it?
Yeah, so it's actually a very interesting study. They had about 1,000 participants there. And what they did was they asked them to put themselves in a couple of scenarios. And the first scenario, they asked them to imagine that a woman had bumped into them at a bus stop, for example, and hurt their arm. And the vast majority of people initially said that they would not resort to violence. But they said if the woman did not apologise and instead became aggressive or swore at the participant, maybe even pushing them out of the way, then more than a third of the participants said that they would push or punch the woman. And they also looked at another scenario in a nightclub, for example. And they said, what about somebody was jumping the queue and that person was knocked to the ground and somebody called them a clumsy idiot? And 47% of the participants said that they would resort to violence in that case. They would all think about maybe pushing or punching the person in retaliation. They also looked at whether somebody would take money. So we all think, and I'm sure yourself and myself, Sarah, would never take anybody's money. However, in this study, what they said was if a stranger dropped their wallet with money sticking out, that the vast majority, so 98.9% of people, would give the money back. However, what they did say is if the stranger who dropped the wallet had barged past the person or stood on their foot or pushed them out the way in some way, then a third of the people said they would keep the money. Mm. I suppose it's this retaliation thing that we have that, you know, if there's a perfect storm of irritations or annoyances or if you feel affronted by somebody, then there's almost a dilution of responsibility or personal responsibility. So it's a really interesting study.
And it really is, and some people take the money anyway, don't they? I was at an ATM a couple of years ago and I was totally mithered for some reason. I was just, you know, head somewhere else and I think I took out or tried to take out about €150 and I walked away without taking the money and whoever was behind me in the queue took it and didn't say anything. And I only realised hours later.
I didn't push them. You were unlucky. There was only 1% of people.
That was the 1%. Out. Yeah, well, I wonder. This is a British survey. What do you think if it was applied to Irish people? Would it be comparable, do you reckon?
Well, we do see cultural differences. And I remember a few years ago, I was working with a group and we were talking about staying within the law. And I was asking them, I put them to the scenario, if there was a red light, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, there was no police around, no cameras to catch it, nobody was going to be injured, would you break the red light? And I went around the room of all the Irish people. And I had two people from Germany in the group. And all the Irish people said, yeah, of course I would, I'd drive through. Now, I came to the two German ladies and they both said no. And I said, why not? You know, I wasn't saying they were right. They were wrong, but I was just interested, why not? And their answer was because we're German. So it's a cultural difference. So you will see that. Okay. You will see a difference in the culture.
And what in the culture, I wonder? That is fascinating. An awful lot of people will be shouting at the radio, don't stereotype, right? But but there is a truth in the statistics, obviously, isn't it? What is it in the Irish culture or the German culture or whatever brings people to that point?
I think what it is when you look at societal norms. So, you know, even if you look at in the British culture in certain parts of different areas in Britain, you will see people who would be likely lads and they'd be less likely to kind of skate on the kind of cusp of criminality and that kind of thing. And where people were kind of, you know, dodgy dealing, you'd see the Del Boy types and that kind of thing. So there is cultural differences and there's acceptable norms, like, you know, community cultures will accept different norms. Mm-hmm. So that's where you'll see that. And it does also depend on the environment where you grow up, what's acceptable within your family norms and within your societal norms.
It's also important in terms of judges being aware of stuff like this as well, because the cultural context or the social context, I should say, is very different in terms of mitigating a crime, isn't it? So if somebody who's extremely wealthy steals a wallet with money in it on the ground, compared to somebody whose children haven't eaten for a day or two, there's a big difference there, isn't it? And I'm sure judges are aware of, and they come across it every single day. But how does it feed into passing sentences, I wonder?
Yeah, well, thankfully, judges are very aware of, you know, the circumstances of the person. So you will often see in many jurisdictions, if somebody is brought to court and they've been shoplifting, for example, for food, for example, they have children to feed, judges will always be very cognizant of that whenever they're passing sentence. But then you will see the opposite, like within, if somebody's robbing, you know, luxury goods and they've already got a lot of money themselves, they will treat that as a different, they treat that in a different way. And that makes sense, I suppose.
Can I ask you, Trina, would you punch somebody if they punched you?
Would I punch somebody? I don't
yeah,
think so. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Would you? I'll tell you
I'm
why,
not
right?
Sure.
Because if somebody is punching you, Trina, right? And I would.
Yeah.
If somebody punches me, right? But and they, it looks like they're going to punch me again and again and again. Well, I do something anyway. Instinctively, I would. You'd be provoked.
Yeah, I think I would defend myself. Of course I would. I wouldn't just take a punch. But I think it's a very hard one to call because normally people just don't walk up to people and punch them. Mm. There's normally an escalation to that point. I think that things can be de-escalated. I've often de-escalated situations within my work environment, for example, where I could possibly have been punched. So I'm probably a much more skilled de-escalator than a puncher. I'd probably just hurt my hand rather than hurt somebody else, you know?
Yeah, I suppose you have to take into account as well the size, the other person, you know, how likely, you know, you are to win that fight.
Yeah.
That's what I would be taking into account. Like, it's one of the sort of things. Also, I don't want to get into a fight, obviously. Yeah. But I think also it probably depends on whether or not you're being attacked. Like, I was thinking about this earlier. If someone attacked my child, I'm much more likely to lose my temper and get physical, to be honest, than if somebody attacks me.
Yeah, and you actually have seen a lot of research around that where females, where mothers have, you know, got the strength from nowhere when their children are a threat in disasters or chaos or even in riots and stuff like that. Recently, there was a situation where my mother and my sister were caught in a situation that was very dangerous. And my sister described me as B.A. Baracus coming in and extracting them. She said, "You just came from nowhere and removed us from it." So that would be my response, remove people from a
situation. It's very interesting that, because maybe that's the best response. You engage your intellect, whereas people who say their instinct would say, like I did there, to punch back immediately. I know somebody who's very strong, very athletic, but was threatened with a knife. Now, that's a really, really serious thing.
Dangerous.
They froze. They were jelly and they couldn't do anything. And that was their response. So maybe I wouldn't be as brave as I said there. Anyway, if anyone's thinking of attacking me, I will punch back. Let me say that publicly.
He probably will punch back. Trina, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much for joining us. That is criminologist Trina O'Connor.